Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, September 4th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, bank fees are drying up and the major triggers that lead to data breaches. Banks are relying less on customer account fees as stricter government rules squeeze this major source of revenue.
This was an easy source of big money. Banks earned more than $40 billion in 2009, the peak year. Now they're earning about $33 billion overall.
That's Wall Street Journal's James Sterngold. Beyond just government rules, smartphones have also made it easier for consumers to avoid some of the big fees that would ding their accounts.
When you go to a store and you're looking at those $200 pair of shoes that you're thinking about, you don't have to guess how much money you have in your bank account. You just whip out your phone, a couple of taps, and you know that you only have $197 in your account, so you shouldn't make the purchase.
The good news is that banks no longer see fees as an easy way to boost their bottom lines. Instead, they're trying to get consumers to use more of their financial services.
Often we may spread our various accounts and whatnot over several banks. They want us to concentrate on just them, and they will presumably make up for that loss by doing more transactions and having us invest more of our money with the bank.
Don't be surprised to see your bank encouraging you to buy stocks, mutual funds, and other investment products through them. As we continue, the six main data breach triggers.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
You hear about data breaches in the news constantly these days, but there's really only a short list of trigger events which are responsible for a large percentage of these breaches. Credit.com's Adam Levin says focusing on these events is one key to solving the problem.
Here are six of the most common events that cause data breaches. If you own a company that has anything to do with any kind of personal data, you'll want to listen very closely. First, it's a real problem when a smartphone, laptop, or tablet containing sensitive corporate and customer data is lost or stolen. Even more so when the device contains login credentials with access to a company's database of personally identifiable information, protected health information, and other confidential data. Second, it's all too easy for companies to send sensitive customer information to the wrong person by email or snail mail, and it often happens when delivering invoices, account statements, and appointment reminders. Third, one lesson learned from the breaches at Home Depot, Target, Michaels, and P.F. Chang's is that sophisticated hackers abound. Some of them focus on specific companies, while others look for vulnerable systems with easy access. But sophisticated cyber thieves aren't the only problem. Employees with access to sensitive data, who may be disgruntled or vulnerable, may use it for financial gain. Fourth, cloud backup services open another door for lost or exposed data if the outside contractor suffers any type of breach. Even companies that do in-house conventional backups run the risk of a breach if the network is compromised. Fifth, organizations routinely work with outside contractors who have access to company data. If one of those vendors suffers a data breach, the effects can be devastating and pose a risk to an entire company. Sixth, properly disposing of data when it's no longer needed has become a security weakness of its own. Be sure to have a secure disposal program so that medical records, old account information, and other data don't find their way into the dumpsters. Unfortunately, a business can do everything right and still be done in by a careless employee who clicks on the wrong link or attachment and sets off a chain reaction. Always minimize your risk of exposure, monitor your systems constantly, train your people, and have a damage control program in place when the possible becomes the inevitable. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.